Dino Badala, who's half Lebanese and from New Jersey, and Maysoon Zayed, a Muslim Palestinian American, founded the Arab American Comedy Festival in 2003. This year it included stand-up, film, and theater comedy.
We know comedy is a very American invention, so we're drawn to it. Stand-up is truly an American invention. So as Americans, and we're certainly proud of our heritage of being Arab, I think as Americans we want to use what we know can relate to other Americans. And certainly people laughing in an audience, it makes it less, more difficult for them to be angry at you, I think. I always believe if they're laughing, they're agreeing with you. I might be delusional, but that's what I feel.
As Obadallah told reporters, after the 9/11 attacks, he felt it important to assert his heritage, especially when he heard prejudiced remarks from people who did not realize he was Arab-American. He's made those part of his routine.
Oh, you're Arab. Wow, I love hummus. Oh, you're Arab. Oh, that sucks for you. I've had a few times. Oh, you're Arab, but you look so nice. Oh, you're Arab. Hey, don't take this the wrong way, but if you hear any terrorist attacks coming up, will you warn me? And then they go, I'm just kidding, but seriously, if you hear something, you will let me know. Right?
The stand-up comedy nights, before mostly Arab-American audiences, honed in on discrimination.
Where are my Muslims at?
And also religion, sex, and women's status in the Arab world.
You know, I'm 30 years old and I'm single, right? Which is not a big deal, because, like I said, it's like Sex in the City. I'm so kidding. Here's the problem. In Arab years, I am actually 67. And some Middle East countries, they really cover up head to toe. Head to toe. You have to feel bad for the Arab men over there, because how do they check out the women? Oh, Ahmed, look at there, she is so hot. The one all dressed in black. Where's your Arab kid over there? You get lost in the mall. How do you describe your mother to security? She has eyes!
I think there's too much, like, misconception about Arab women being oppressed. Like, in my house, when we were growing up, the woman, my mother, was not oppressed. She was the oppressor.
The comics also mocked racial profiling, anti-terrorism measures, and war, including the war in Iraq.
Why are people my age going over there to get killed? We haven't done anything yet. I want to see 2 90-year-old armies going out of the battlefield. But that's fair.
President Bush's alleged lack of intelligence also came in for jabs.
When Washington, he does a thing right now, and I'm not exaggerating, when he's making a big speech, he gets to an important point. He will literally slow down his speech pattern, speaking to us like we are the dynamics. I mean, look at that. The other thing is we've got to start developing alternative fuel sources so that we are no longer dependent on foreign oil. Why does he do that? And it occurred to me, that's probably the way he's explaining to him.
The comics also poked affectionate fun at Arabs and Arab Americans.
You know, for a long time, Arabs didn't come to see comedy. We've been getting it going the last few years, but traditionally, if Arabs came to see comedy, they'd come and they'd sit in their back in the dark and go, yeah, that was funny. Almost hit me up. Anyone who says that I'm going to have a sense of humor, I will kill you and burn your feet. But you know, everybody thinks they're chosen people. Everybody. Every religion. I got, Christians believe it, the Muslims do it, I got Muslim cousins who go, Haru, you don't understand. God chose us. And he gave us this land. He gave, and he promised that to us.
Most shows in this year's New York Arab American Comedy Festival sold out. The founders say they hope to take the festival to cities in the Middle East eventually, too, where they say young native comics are also beginning to introduce stand-up comedy. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。